Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. Feeling physically, emotionally, and spiritually off kilter? Lost some joy of living? Overwhelmed by life? Want to look and feel younger? Wish you could heal your body, experience vibrant health? Well, all you need to do is to get back to the basics with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest once again on today's This Week in America. Get out a pen, a paper. You'll want to take notes on all the practical, healthy living tips she'll share with us on today's program. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the show. It is always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. So glad to be with you.
I love it. This is the name of one of the three new books that we'll be talking about in the program today. The book specifically is Healthy, Happy, and Radiant at Any Age, 20 Surefire Tips to Minimize Stress and Restore Youthful Vitality. Okay, you've got my full attention here. Why did you decide to write this book? Who's this for?
Well, it's for anyone at any age. You know, whether you're 20 or you're 102, but, you know, I taught all this at UCLA for 30 years, and then I traveled around the world, as I still do, giving workshops and leading retreats, and I put it all in this beautiful little full-color, beautifully designed book, and this one, I talk about superfoods and recipes, and, of course, my 10 favorite tips to minimize stress in our life. And all these are simple tips to help you look younger, give you more energy. And it's part of a three-book series. There's this one, and previously we talked about the curative kitchen and lifestyle. And then the third one in the set, or you can get them individually, but if you buy them in the set, they cost less. The third one is Living on the Lighter Side, all my favorite tips about how to lose weight easily and effortlessly, and keep it off for good.
If you go to the website, SusanSmithJones.com, you'll see all the information there. You could even peruse a sample chapter to find out what's in the books. The books are beautifully done from a content standpoint, from an illustration standpoint, beautiful pictures, a lot of great information there. Today we're talking about healthy, happy, and radiant at any age. You've got a number of tips in there, like 20 tips to minimize stress, feel vibrant again. Really simple, yet they're profound when you start looking through these. Let's talk about some now. One, you talk a lot about fitness, and we've discussed that on the program, to make fitness the mainspring of your life. Talk about the importance. We hear people say that, but maybe don't even fully understand why.
Yeah, there's so much more to exercise than maybe helping you lose weight. Makes your skin look better. It boosts your immune system. It helps your body deal with stress. One of the best stress busters in the world. It makes you feel more confident and gives you higher self-esteem. But you've got to make sure you do some type of aerobic exercise like walking, some type of strength training, and also some stretching. You want to get all of these things in several days during the week. It's just about impossible to be vibrantly healthy without a good regular fitness program.
You talk about...
And remember, I've said this to you before, but make sure you walk your dog every day, whether you have a dog or not.
Yes, if you have to borrow one, that's okay. Or if you have an imaginary dog. I've been guilty of that before. You just go out and you get some exercise. Yeah, there's so much more than just the losing weight, and I'm glad that we talked about that. So often when you talk about exercise, people think, okay, that's a form of weight loss. There are so many more benefits. You also talk about eliciting a relaxation response. What exactly is that?
Yeah, we need to learn how to be deeply relaxed in body and mind. Remember that your nervous system is always bombarded daily by excessive environmental stimulation. It could be noise, flashing lights, and especially all that commercial advertising. So if you learn deep relaxation techniques like yoga or breathing deeply or meditation, these things will help your stress levels be under your control rather than getting totally out of control.
You're listening to This Week in America. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Dr. Susan's website. If you go to iTunes and YouTube, and you've got those links, icons at our website, you can go directly to the programs that we've done a number of shows over the last couple of years. Really great information there. You mentioned that this is for your mind as well. You talk a lot about beware of your words and thoughts. Talk about the influence that can have. I mean, so often we think something, we don't realize. There are sometimes long-term implications with that, aren't there?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I think you and I have talked about this before, that there are three things in life over which you have control. What you think, how you move, that's your exercise, and what you eat. And you are in charge of your thoughts, and I believe that our thoughts determine our experiences. But we all possess, within the silence of our being, the ability to think about and create our own dreams and bring them to fruition. But it begins by thinking only about those things that you want to bring into your life and not thinking about things that you don't want in your life. Don't think about things that cause you fear. You know, don't think about all day long all the bills maybe you have to pay and you're not sure where the funds will come from. But visualize, and this goes with your thoughts, visualize that end result of how you would like to be if you were living your highest potential now. See your bank accounts brimming and flowing over with more money than you could ever use. See your body healthy and fit. See yourself with energy. Whatever it is, you see that end result, and you always are grateful and give thanks that this is your current reality. In other words, don't judge by the appearances you see. As you change your thoughts and inward ideas, feelings, beliefs, expectations, then the outward will come to you quicker. It always happens that way.
So visualization is very important.
Very important. You know, it was Einstein who said visualization is more important than knowledge. And he also said, you'll love this one, Rick. He said, your imagination is a preview of your life's coming attractions. Mm. So, you know, have fun with your mental movies and visualize a goal or your life the way you want it to be, and spend a few minutes doing that every day.
One thing you talk about in the book, so many great topics in Healthy, Happy, and Radiant at Any Age, 20 Surefire Tips to Minimize Stress and Restore Youthful Vitality. Part of the highly acclaimed and celebrated three-book Healthy Living Trio package. The other titles are Living on the Lighter Side and The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, all available at SusanSmithJones.com. You talk about simplifying life, and that sounds something that, boy, makes so much sense. But and then you think about what we go through from just a technology standpoint and bad news standpoint during the course of the day. It's sometimes difficult to simplify, isn't it? We don't live in a simple world anymore.
And, you know, you're so right. And it's okay every once in a while to take a little tech fast. You know, put that phone down. You know, your iPhone, put the iPad down, turn the TV off, turn the radio off, and find ways to enjoy the simple pleasures of life. You know, what it might be different for you than it would be for me. Now, for me, I'm going to go smell a flower when I can. I like to talk to animals, and I sing with the birds, greet the sun, make someone smile. These little simple things that give life so much meaning. We forget when we're part of this, you know, the rat race from the moment we wake up until we go to bed at night. But slow down, breathe deeply, and, you know, maybe you simply take 5 minutes to make a cup of tea, whether you're at work or at home, and enjoy those 5 minutes of quiet and relaxation.
You talk about embracing a daily spiritual practice as well. What exactly are you talking about?
Well, some people it might be deep breathing or prayer work. Some people it might be meditation. And, you know, in meditation, you just quiet your mind, you close your eyes. So in other words, you don't want to do this when you're driving because you'll notice that your mind is constantly chattering. And if you allow your mind to become still and open, you'll feel that peacefulness that comes from within. We always forget it's there. And 5 minutes of meditation, or longer if you can do it, helps to establish a quiet, dynamic mind.
Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. Time goes by so quickly. There's so much great information that you'll find at the website. Not just information on the books, but you've got the April newsletter that just came out. Let's talk about that for a second, because if you go to the website, literally takes you about 10, 15 seconds. You can sign up for the monthly newsletters. What exactly are you talking about in April?
Yeah, and they're free, by the way. It
takes,
like you said, 10 seconds. In the April newsletter, I have a special section all about how to do a one-week flush, and I tell you exactly what to do. And I do this at least every other month for 7 days, and I'd love everybody to join me. And I talk about how to drink water in a certain way to help you lose weight. I talk about all the little details of a 7-day flush and how to do that. And that doesn't mean you have to be by a bathroom all the time. It just means that after 7 days, you'll have lost a little weight. You'll have a flatter abdominal area. Your skin will look better. Your energy will be soaring, and you will feel fantastic. And April is a great time of year to do this because we're kind of in between getting rid of the extra covering of clothes that we wore in the winter. We're getting nearer to summer. So I want everyone to do an April one-week flush with me. And so if you haven't signed up yet, go to my website where right in the sidebar it says sign up now. It's free, takes 10 seconds, and once a month you'll get a newsletter that the general public never gets to see.
And there is so much great information there. Once you go there, you're going to spend a little bit of time because you're looking through, and it's like all of a sudden you find, I've been here for a while now. This is such great information. You're writing it down. You're making copies. It really is beneficial. It's very simple to get to, SusanSmithJones.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. The book we're talking about, Healthy, Happy, and Radiant at Any Age, 20 Surefire Tips to Minimize Stress and Restore Youthful Vitality, a chapter in there on superfoods and recipes. What are some of the superfoods that you are never without?
Well, you know, one simple one. I'm never without lemons. Now, this time of year, I love my Meyer lemons, but I try to eat about 3 lemons a day, and that doesn't mean that I cut it in sections and eat it like an orange. But I sprinkle it. You know, I put lemon in my smoothie, and I make lemon water every morning. I might sprinkle it, drizzle it, the lemon over my vegetables, for example. But lemon is alkalizing to the body, makes your skin younger, helps your digestive system. It helps lower high blood pressure. It helps with bad breath. It detoxifies the liver. It dissolves mucus in your digestive system. It's one of nature's pure, absolute gems of richness, the lemon. So never be without lemons.
And that is so simple. I mean, sometimes when you talk about that, it's some exotic fruit, vegetable that's flown in from somewhere all around the world. This is just the common, ordinary lemon that we walk by in the supermarket. Really has,
that's
obviously,
right.
Tremendous benefits.
And if you roll it hard back and forth, I'm doing it with my hand, you can't see, on the counter, before you slice it open, cut it in half, you'll get more juice out of it.
Interesting.
And when you buy them at the store, don't get the thick skin ones. You're paying for mostly all the skin. Get ones that have a very thin skin. So pick, hand pick them.
Okay, and all of that in the book, Healthy, Happy, and Radiant at Any Age.
Yes.
3-4 minutes left in the program. Let's talk about some of the things that you do to get through the day. Give us a few tips that will help us get through the day. We talked before about, all the stress, being bombarded with messages all the time. It's so difficult to live in the present. What are some of the tips that you use to get through the day?
Yes, and you just said live in the present. See, living in the moment is different from living for the moment. We don't want to compare the present with the past. To get the most out of each day, you want to be fully present each moment. Most of us live in the past. We fear the future. We're not even conscious of what's going on around us. And that's one of the things I talk about in the book, how to do that. But what I like to do, Rick, is I build breaks into my day from sunrise to bedtime to refresh, to reset. You know, even 5 minutes, like I said a moment ago, of sipping on some delicious tea or playing with your cat or dog, is enough to rebalance again. Because just as your computer can freeze up or be sluggish when you're running too many programs, your mind and spirit can get worn out from too much mental multitasking and engagement with the technology. So remember, it's okay to unplug now and then, or at least just press that reset button. And even 60 seconds of deep breathing will reduce stress and lift your spirit. And if any of you have trouble at night getting to sleep, here's a little trick that really works. You're lying in bed at night, so hold your right, you can do this now, hold your right nostril, like I'm doing now, closed with your right thumb, and only breathe through your left nostril for 3 to 5 minutes. You're not switching sides. You're holding the right nostril closed with your right thumb. Breathe only through the left nostril for 3 to 5 minutes. Rick, it will calm you down, relax your body, and help you to sleep more restfully.
Interesting tip. And you mentioned sleep, and that's something we've talked about so frequently on the program. For many people, sleep is something we try to work in. It's like the last thing that we sort of plan for the day. And, okay, I can't get 8. I'm going to have to get 3.5 because I've got all this to do for tomorrow. And you say, really, build that in. That has to be an important part of your day. That's sort of the foundation of the new day that's going to begin very shortly.
That is right. It's got to be non-negotiable to get good sleep. You cannot be exceptionally healthy without getting good sleep. Sleep is when your body renews for the day. It's when your body, all your cells rebuild, renew, revitalize, and you know how much better the morning looks after a good night's sleep. And if you want your morning to feel more positive and happy, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but there's always a song I like to sing. I go into the bathroom. First of all, looking in the mirror right there would make me laugh. But I sing one of my favorite songs from that musical.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, thank you.
Yes.
And it's, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. And the first 40 minutes of the day sets the tone. That's why I usually sing that song every morning.
Just one of the many tips that you'll find in all of the books by Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. And if you go to our website in past programs on iTunes and YouTube, give us again about 30 seconds here. The three books in the Healthy
Trio. Well, now, this is important. Wasn't Gordon McRae in both Oklahoma and Carousel?
I'm thinking he was.
Thankfully, I know he was in Oklahoma.
Thankfully, we have the internet. I will not have to go to the library on the way home tonight. So there, so many times
that's
before,
right,
you'd go to bed and you weren't quite sure what the answer is to the question. Now you can Google it within about 30 seconds, but I will double-check that. But I think he was in both of those. Information on the books and the Healthy Living Trio available at the website. And it's all there.
Absolutely.
You can peruse a sample chapter. All of the information is there. The website is SusanSmithJones.com. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You get all the information there. And Dr. Susan will be back next month. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much. See you then.
You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.